The governor signed this law back in March, but a court challenge and a judge's temporary restraining order kept it from ever taking effect. Until today. The Supreme Court reinstated the bargaining law on June 14th, ordering Democratic Secretary of State Doug La Follette to publish the plan. After waiting 10 days, La Follette did that in yesterday's Wisconsin State Journal.
Unfortunately, from my perspective, because I thought it was a mistake to do this, the collective bargaining bill and all the other pieces of it, including the changes of insurance and pensions, etc., will be in effect.
The state has said it won't begin deducting higher health and pension contributions until August. The last time La Follette was about to publish this law back in March, a circuit court stepped in and told him not to. A lawsuit filed by several unions in federal court was seeking the same result.
I was sort of anticipating that the federal court might do something over the past week, but they have not.
That union lawsuit is still alive and could yet block the state from carrying out the bargaining plan. It claims provisions of the law that make it harder for unions to collect dues and that treat different public workers differently violate the U.S. Constitution. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.